Merry Christmas. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. There's an order there. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with those with whom He is pleased. I asked my children the other night, you ever thought about how we set up the Christmas tree in a certain order? Like, what would happen, you think, if we set the Christmas tree upside down, right? So that the top of the tree is in the stand, and then, well, they said, well, it's going to fall over, right? Because the top of it's wobbly, and the bottom of it's heavy, and it's just going to flop over. Seems like kind of an obvious observation, right? And I said, well, what if we put the tree stand on top? And we, you know, I just kind of kept doing that in a bunch of ways, and of course they had all the right answers because it's all pretty obvious. It just needs to be in its order, right? And then I proceeded to say, well, okay, so what about in a school? Like, what if all the children told the principal what we're going to do today? Right? How would that work? Right? Well, it's going to flip over, right? It's turning things upside down. The principal belongs at the top, the students at the bottom, and the instructions come from the top, right? And the children all listen and from the bottom and serve the top. So, well, what about in a kingdom? If all the subjects decide that they're going to tell the king what to do, right? It's flipping it upside down. Well, then there's anarchy or rebellion, right? And then there's chaos. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom He is pleased. This is the proper order of things, to give glory to God in the highest. And then there's peace among those with whom God is pleased. Just like in a kingdom, right? When you have a good king who's serving his subjects as he should, and the subjects are obediently serving the king, well, then there's peace in the kingdom. This is just the way things work. It works in a family the same way. It works in a school the same way. Every organization of people in a company, you've got the boss and you've got the people. There's just this is the structure of reality. And it's the structure that was overturned with Adam and Eve's sin in the garden. When they refused the order that came down from above, and they decided to put themselves at the top and to make their own decisions about reality, everything was flipped upside down and chaos reigned. And this is where we are today, because it's all our sinful nature to flip things upside down and to run things ourselves. It happens daily, right? As we depart from God's created order of things. When we use anger in ways that we weren't designed to use anger. Right? Things like that. We flip things upside down. Tonight we're here to worship the King. Right? The order is reset tonight, as we worship our King and say, glory to God in the highest. This was why Christ came. Christ came down from heaven in order to return our eyes to the highest thing. Now, we have all kinds of other aids this evening to point us to the highest thing. And there's kind of a, you could say, almost a hierarchy of these things. So there are gifts maybe around some trees this evening, right? And, well, do those things point us to Christ? Well, yes. There are various ways of explaining that, right? But you could say that Christ is a gift from God to us, and so we give gifts to one another, imitating His generosity and reminding one another of Christ and what He's done for us. Right? But those gifts sitting around the tree, they could just sit by themselves and we could just look at them and just, I get to open another one. Oh, right. I am something. Okay. That's how it could be, right? Or we could, the eggnog. Right? Focus on that one thing and not see it as just one of the things around the bottom of the tree, you could say, if we're talking about that hierarchy we were talking about, right? And see it as one of those things that's pointing us to the top, right? Glory to God in the highest. We have the Christmas story, right? We've got the manger scene, the creche. We've got all the readings that we just read. All of these things, they're wonderful, and they can be nostalgic too, right? We've heard this story so many times, and every Christmas Eve. And we come to church every Christmas Eve, and we sing these hymns every Christmas. And so it's nice, just the comfort of always doing it. That's nice. The nostalgia is beautiful. But it's not the end goal, right? These are just things maybe a little higher up on the hierarchy of those things that are pushing us toward, right, glory to God in the highest. Christ came and he was born in that stable. Mary and Joseph standing around, and the shepherds came. Right? The angels came to the shepherds. All of these pieces of the puzzle, they all have their purpose. Right? Each one of them in their own way is pointing us to Christ the Savior. And even Christ himself, right? He's this gift from above. Right? God in the flesh, God with us, Emmanuel. Here he is, come to tabernacle with his people, to dwell with his people. But he didn't just come to hang out. Right? He didn't come down because he wanted to just spend some time with us. He came to move us beyond where we're at. Right? He came to move us from our chaos, having flipped things upside down, from our chaos of unbelief and idolatry, our fixation on things for the sake of themselves, our fixation on ourselves. He came to move us beyond that, to draw our attention, to draw our hearts, everything that we are, to himself and through him to the Father. Right? So he died on the cross, making peace, right, by the blood of his cross. He reconciled us to God, forgave our sins. He rose from the dead, promised us everlasting life through his resurrection. He ascended into heaven, to the highest place, and he's sitting at the right hand of God, waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet, and he's going to come again, and we're going to ascend. So there's this upward movement beyond where we're at right now. All of these things moving us beyond where we are now, drawing us upward in Christ to the Father. Then it happens tonight, it happens tomorrow morning, and every other day, right? As we remember the purpose for these things, as we speak with our family about the purpose of these things, we look at the Christmas tree pointing us upward, right? All these things that remind us of Christ, and Christ, who is not just the nicest guy that ever lived, right? Or a really good teacher. But Christ, who is the very Son of God, come down from heaven to pull us out of our idolatry and to give us faith, to restore to us, well, life with God, right? To raise us up, to raise the sons of earth, right? To raise us up to life with the Father. Thanks be to God. It's really a joy to celebrate Christmas with you this evening. Merry Christmas. And I pray that the rest of your Christmas celebration is a joy and a blessing, and that your faith is strengthened and renewed. In Jesus' name, amen.